And yesterday was a beautiful day, and it resulted in me having one of the most brilliant conversations I've had in a long time. With an unlikely character, the old man who refuses to say hi.
He never talks.
Yeah, I've had a couple of run-ins with a guy. Usually I say hi, and he's usually wheeling his bike up to the building or something like that, and then I get nothing. Nothing in return. And then one time he was wearing a cast, and he was riding his bike around with the cast. And then yesterday he was dumpster diving looking for a box to put over his laptop because it gets kind of dusty in the basement of my building, apparently.
Oh.
So he's going to use this as a little dust cover for his laptop. So, you know, we met, like, at my car, you know, pass crossed, and there we were, and he was, he goes, I should have figured, and I was like, what's that? He goes, it's not time, people aren't moving out yet, so I can't find a good box, and he explained what he wanted to use it for and everything, and next thing I know, I'm out there with a dude for an extended period of time. He's telling me all the different drugs he did. He's like, I did mescaline and all this. And I'm like, wow, this guy's seen it. And he's a bachelor. He's been a bachelor for life.
Oh.
And he's very happy about that situation. He can do whatever the hell he wants to.
Is that what he told you?
Yeah. Well, he used a little bit more colorful language than that.
Oh.
Yeah. He really was F-bomb this. You know, there was some fun word usage there. He's the reason why there aren't any strip clubs in Manhattan, he says.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess he used to work at the bar in the basement of the bowling alley at Sucky Bowl. And he had a stripper there one night and things got too questionable or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, we talked about food. He talked about the numerous prostitutes that used to be in Junction City, and it was an experience. I'll tell you that seriously. I mean, it was really cool. I just sat there. I'm like leaning on my car trunk, like just with my hand under my chin, just listening to him, holding on to every word he has to say, and just in complete shock that this man refused to say hi to me just a mere months ago. Yeah, old people are great once they start opening up.
Yeah, they have stories.
Yeah.
Good stories.
Really fun. This guy's, man, were phenomenal. I don't know that I've had that kind of old guy experience before. No. My grandpa's pretty good. He introduced me to Judge Judy way before anybody even talked about her.
Really?
He was on the cutting edge.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy has a laptop. I mean, how many old guys you know who have a laptop?
How old do you think he is?
I think he told me he was like 63 or something.
Oh.
So I was close. Remember, I guess he was 61.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, I was right on it. He had a heart attack when he was in his mid-50s. Made him quit smoking. So,
hey.
Yeah, he can adapt. Very adaptable old man. So I thought we'd share fun stuff that old people have told you. How you've got your learn on with old people.